As you heard today, torchbearers have been travelling Route 66. Route 66 is a famous highway across America. But 66 is also what?
The number. The number of what? Josh? Books in the Bible. That's absolutely correct. And here's a slightly harder question. How many of those books are in the Old Testament, and how many of those books are in the New Testament? That's right, 66 altogether. Does anyone know how many are in the Old Testament? I think you're pretty close. I'll tell you how to remember it. Just follow along. 30 is pretty close. Hang on. Listen to this. Get a 3 in your mind and put next to it 3 times 3. 39 books in the Old Testament. That's exactly right. How many in the New Testament? Picture this in your mind. Write down a 3 times 3 times 3. If you're good at tables, 3 times 3 is 9 times 3. Who reckons it might be 27? Hands up if you think it might be 27. I think that's... Oh, Mr. Jensen's saying 27, so he's either a minister or he's good at tables. Good. 27 books in the New Testament. And how many in the Old Testament again? 39. Good.
As I was saying, torchbearers have pulled over for a stop at a BP station. It's called BP because that fuel company used to be called British Petroleum.
Ah, I thought it stood for Boys Putnams.
No.
Thank you.
What travels on the Route 66?
Children? What travels on Route 66? Josh?
Cars.
Cars. Anything else? George?
Trucks.
Trucks, that's right.
Motorcycles,
yeah. Elizabeth?
Buses.
Buses. Anything else you can think of that might travel on Route 66? Josh?
People.
People. Might be a bit dangerous for them, but yeah, maybe people. Pitsy?
Birds,
did you say? Oh, wow. All right, Zach.
Possums.
Possums. Well, Route 66 is a highway. We'll stop there. Good. So lots of things travel on Route 66. Cars, trucks, buses, and things like that.
Motor vehicles of all shapes and sizes travel on Route 66.
There are lots of kinds of trucks and vehicles. Namiko, number one. Some are small, old, number two. And a bit beaten up, like my car, number three.
Oh, some are large and shiny, like my car.
Whoa, now that's a vehicle. Okay.
Well, roads have to be built before cars and trucks can drive on them.
Oh, so roads don't suddenly appear?
No, it might take quite a while to build a road. Just ask Jody, she's an engineer.
Ah, so there's other vehicles that work on building a highway, like Route 66. So, kids, what sort of vehicles are they that... help to build a highway? I'll pass the microphone around, so just say your answer and pass it to the next person.
Excavators.
Dump trucks.
Diggers.
Diggers.
like a steamroller.
What was that?
A steamroller.
Oh, yeah, roller. Yeah. Back, we might have some pictures of those, have we? There we go. Dump truck. What's that one?
Excavate.
Next. Yeah, digger. Yeah, next one. Next one.
Rollers.
Rollers. Yeah, thank you. Is there another one? Bird construction? Yeah. Oh, cement mixer. No one said that one. I think that's it. Okay. So.
Lost track of the microphone. Thank you. All right.
Construction vehicles make roads so that other vehicles can follow those roads. Road construction requires not just engineers who design the road and give instructions, but vehicles like tip trucks, diggers, bulldozers, trucks, cement mixers. Who'd like to come and select a construction vehicle to build the highway?
All right. So maybe they're kids from Sparklers would like to come and just show us how the diggers work. Maybe Zach, would you like to go with them? Okay, so we've got some diggers here. So let's construct the road. How do we do that with these toys? What noises do they make? All right, let's make sure they're all turned the right way. Good. Okay. All right. You know, these construction vehicles remind me of the people that built the Bible according to God's instructions. Prophets and apostles wrote down the Old and New Testament for us until finally we had 66 books telling us all about God.
And once all the construction finishes, here it is. Route 66.
Let's show everyone. Everyone at the front seat? All right. Let's make room for that. And once all the construction finishes, here it is, Route 66. Yep. Yep. Well, I think that's a very beautiful road.
Yes, it is.
But I think it needs vehicles travelling on it.
You're right.
I have.
Yes.
I've some here, but I'll need the children's help to put them on the road.
Okay, kids. Oh, the one that makes a noise. We need to unpack the cars and put them on Route 66. So everyone come forward, grab a car and put it on the road. And once you put a car out, maybe you step back and another. If we go back a bit.
I think we've got congestion here.
Yeah, I think so. Must be peak hour. Can everyone reach the car and come around this side if you can't reach? All right. I think they're all arranged now. Okay. Everyone sit back now, please. And, you know, all of these different kinds of vehicles on Route 66, they remind me of the different kinds of people in God's kingdom. They're all very different, but they're all travelling together on Route 66.
Of course, there are monster trucks. You have to admit, they're great in arenas, are very entertaining, make lots of noises, like to jump and do stuff that gets people's attention, and they enjoy putting on a show.
Next slide. We've got a monster truck. There's one there. For those who are uninitiated, who can tell me which kind of monster truck that one is?
Shark.
That's right. It's only one of many, let me warn you. Monster trucks.
Now, where's a prime
monster? Monster trucks can need lots of care to keep them running. Monster trucks remind me of very young children. Loads of fun.
Now, just looking, where's the prime mover?
Is there a prime mover there? Next slide.
They're often slow to get going, but that's because they're carrying big, heavy loads.
Some prime movers on Route 66 have very big loads to carry, just like some people in church.
Car transporters bring along shiny brand new vehicles ready to hit the road.
Have we got a picture of one of those? No. So maybe we've got one down here. You can come and have a look at it later. Maybe car transporters are a bit like church evangelists. They bring new vehicles that are raring to go. But those new cars sometimes need to take things a bit slow until they're properly run in.
Some cars have L plates or P plates. We expect them to make mistakes. That's okay, they're learning.
But other cars might have to give them a bit of extra room and take care not to harass them.
Buses bring lots of people with them, helping them get from one place to another.
Buses are like discipleship groups in our church. People in one place moving together, but sometimes with many stops along the way.
There are other cars on Route 66 that look old and a bit beaten up.
But put fuel in them, though, and they just keep on going.
Tow trucks carry other vehicles that just can't go on anymore and have broken down.
Sometimes vehicles need to call for a tow when they get stuck. Tow trucks remind me of pastors, elders and counsellors who keep those who might need some repairs, who help those who might need some repairs.
All cars on the road have to obey a set of rules. What are some of those rules?
Okay.
Traffic lights?
Following how fast you're supposed to go. Don't lane split.
Josh next.
Keep on the left unless you're overtaking.
Keep on the left, good. Elizabeth.
Crossing.
School crossings, yep. Obey the crossing lady.
Don't park in the wrong place.
Don't park in the wrong place, good.
Signs.
Signs.
Follow the signs.
Okay. You got one, George?
Tailgating.
What's that?
Tailgating.
Oh, tailgating. You mean no tailgating?
No tailgating.
Good-o, yes. So that's some of the rules. So what happens when cars don't obey the road rules? Whoa, lots of answers. Boy, okay. Let's start with Elizabeth and then we'll pass around.
They get a fine. They crash.
They crash.
That's right.
Behind you? That's it. Oh, go on. Go.
They may go to prison.
May go to prison, yeah.
Chance of dying.
Yep.
They go to court sometimes.
Yep, that's it. Hang on, Benji, did you have one?
I think your car can get impounded.
Car can get impounded, yeah. Wow.
You lose your license.
Yeah. Lose your license.
Yeah. Very good.
Your car could be taken away.
Great answers. Have we got one more, Joe?
They might crash.
They might crash, yeah, that's right. Pardon? My engine might break too, yeah, if they break the road rules. Good.
Police cars remind other vehicles about right and wrong. Sometimes they have to pull over a vehicle and stop them because they're not obeying the rules. But often the police car doesn't need to pull vehicles over if they're just driving along the road with the rest of the traffic.
You know, it's amazing how a police car on the road makes other drivers drive better and stay within the rules. Maybe that's just like trusted friends, perhaps.
And other police cars are disguised and don't look at all like police cars. They like to sit at the side of the road. All they do is take pictures of cars going over the speed limit. Even cars are only going a little bit too fast.
Yeah, and they don't seem to drive anywhere themselves, so they're never in danger of speeding themselves. You know, that reminds me of the Pharisees who tried to pick on Jesus for the most trivial things, even though he never did anything wrong.
Fire trucks have the job of putting out fires.
Fire trucks might have to help when there's a car crash too. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
Like fire trucks, ambulances are not afraid to go real fast. But they only do that if there's an emergency.
Ambulances are quiet most of the time, like some people. But we know they're capable of really helping when there's a need.
Pilot cars go out in front of oversized vehicles. Pilot cars warn there's something big coming down the road or just around the corner.
You know, that reminds me of prophets.
Mobile cranes reach for the sky. Of course, they have to stop first to be able to set up their crane.
We got a picture of that? Yeah. But once they do stop and set up their cranes, they can lift big loads into the heavens. Next. Next picture? No. And that's what happens when we pray.
Cattle trucks take heavy, stinky loads.
Cattle trucks might get pooed on or knocked around by the cows in the back because they're not very happy being stuck in a truck. You know, cattle trucks remind me that they're a bit like nurses and relatives who take care of the sick, or parents with young children. They do the hard work.
Tractors love to work in the fields. Mostly they're all by themselves, helping the farmer in all sorts of wet weather. Very resourceful. There's almost no end to what a tractor can do. Pull a plough to plant crops, haul hay bales to hungry farm animals, even provide power for other machines.
But get them on the road and they can be quite slow. But then I guess tractors help others slow down and think about what God has made. All these different vehicles need something to make them go. What do all the vehicles need to make them go?
Petrol.
Petrol, that's right. There's probably lots of other answers, but petrol is the one I was thinking of. Betsy, were you going to say petrol? What were you going to say?
The water.
The engine.
Yep. Hang on, we'll get some more answers.
Electricity.
Yeah. That's very imaginative, but we haven't addressed that. Okay, so really the big thing that cars need to run is fuel.
Yes, you're right. A vehicle without fuel might look good in a museum or can travel by being loaded on the back of another vehicle.
Or sit in the middle of nowhere and rust away. But for a vehicle to do what it's designed to do, it needs fuel. Then it can keep going along Route 66 with full tanks. So just like vehicles need fuel to go, people in the kingdom of heaven need fuel, the Holy Spirit, to have Jesus as Lord of their life. According to Route 66, that is the Bible, the Holy Spirit is vital if we travel with Jesus.
That's right. Corinthians 12:3 says, "No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit."
You know, I've begun to realise that Route 66, the Bible, is all about Jesus. Although I admit sometimes it's a bit hard to see at times.
Well, that's right. Again, look, Luke 24, verse 27 says, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." Children and the big children, they just remember that Christmas is so important. Jesus came from heaven to enable us to receive the Holy Spirit, who prepares us for a life in heaven for all eternity. And that's the end.